You want to be careful with those, Ron warned Harry. When they say every flavour, they mean every flavour. You know, you get all the ordinary ones like chocolate and peppermint and marmalade, but then you can get spinach and liver and tripe. George reckons he had a booger-flavoured one once. Ron picked up a green bean, looked at it carefully and bit into a corner. Bleh! See? Sprouts. They had a good time eating the every-flavour beans. Harry got toast, coconut, baked beans, strawberry, curry, grass, coffee, sardine, and was even brave enough to nibble the end of a funny grey one Ron wouldn't touch, which turned out to be pepper. The countryside now flying past the window was becoming wilder. The neat fields had gone. Now there were woods, twisting rivers and dark green hills. There was a knock on the door of their compartment, and the round-faced boy Harry had passed on platform 9 3/4 came in. He looked tearful.
Sorry, he said, but have you seen a toad at all?
When they shook their heads, he wailed.
I've lost him. He keeps getting away from me.
He'll turn up, said Harry.
Yes, said the boy miserably. Well, if you see him.
He left. Don't know why he's so bothered, said Ron. If I brought a toad, I'd lose it as quick as I could. Mind you, I brought scabbers so I can't talk. The rat was still snoozing on Ron's lap.
He might have died and you wouldn't know the difference,
said Ron in disgust.
I tried to turn him yellow yesterday to make him more interesting, but the spell didn't work. I'll show you. Look.
He rummaged around in his trunk and pulled out a very battered-looking wand. It was chipped in places and something white was glinting at the end. Unicorn hair's nearly poking out. Anyway. He had just raised his wand when the compartment door slid open again. The toadless boy was back, but this time he had a girl with him. She was already wearing her new Hogwarts robes. Has anyone seen a toad? Neville's lost one, she said. She had a bossy sort of voice, lots of bushy brown hair, and rather large front teeth. We've already told him we haven't seen it, said Ron. But the girl wasn't listening. She was looking at the wand in his hand. Oh, are you doing magic? Let's see it then. She sat down. Ron looked taken aback. All right. He cleared his throat. Sunshine, daisies, buttermellow. Turn this stupid fat rat yellow.